get hotter across the nation's midsection.
The sweltering summer heat continues across a large portions of the Gulf Coast region, the Southern Plains, the prolonged stretch of high temperatures well into the 90s and potentially into the triple digits.
Zach Taylor with the National Weather Service, with Secretary of State Antony Blinken heading back to the Middle East trying to seal a ceasefire deal in Gaza.
U.S. feels the stakes are so high this time, with the threat of a regional all-out conflict potentially erupting, that the ceasefire now for wider peace in the region is essential. There's talk from U.S. officials that they want this signed by the end of this week.
CBS
For Civic Media News, I'm Terry Bell. Kids in Wisconsin will soon head back to school. Experts have a few tips to get them back into a routine and make sure they're in good shape physically and mentally. Mike Moan reports.
After relaxing over summer break, voices in the world of healthcare say activities like family bike rides or walks can help your child build up their physical stamina. That way, they might not be as exhausted during the first week of school. Nicole Marty, a nurse practitioner with Oak Leaf Pediatrics in Eau Claire, says if your child is anxious about attending a new school, there are some things you can do, like making an informal visit to the building to ease those nerves.
Visiting the playground and playing on the playground, you know, in the weeks before school starts, just so that they can get used to that and it's not such an abrupt start for them. That can be really helpful.
She says practicing breathing exercises in the final days of vacation is another relaxation tool. Parents are urged to get each child's annual medical or sports physical, immunizations, eye exam, and mental health assessment on the books as soon as possible. UnitedHealthcare Chief Medical Officer Dr. Rhonda Randall says it's important to establish a regular routine, including dinner with the family as often as possible.
Putting age-appropriate limits on screen time and access to social media, setting a good sleep schedule, all of those things around consistency help your child feel more confident and secure and stable, and also promote their health.
Randall also suggests parents foster independence in younger kids, encouraging them to dress themselves and learn to use the bathroom, blow their nose, wash their hands, and put on shoes without assistance. Kids also need to feel confident enough to ask an adult for help when needed. This is Mike Moen for Wisconsin News Connection. Find our trust indicators at publicnewsservice.org.
You're listening to Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell.
It's the Packers and the Broncos. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Preseason football tonight between the Packers and Broncos in Denver. Kickoff at 7 o'clock. Jordan Love will be on the sidelines while Sean Clifford and rookie Michael Pratt handle the duties at quarterback. Matt LaFleur will not be calling the plays. It'll be offensive coordinator Adam Stenovich, who called the plays last week in Cleveland. LaFleur says it's something he got to do as a quarterback coach with the Rams under head coach Sean McVay.
Yeah, Steno called it, and he'll call it again. I think it's a great experience. That's something that when I worked with Sean, he afforded me that opportunity. Yeah, I think it's a good experience for those guys. And then it also allows you to kind of keep the 30,000 foot view, if you will, on everything that's going on.
Baseball, the Brewers with another win over the Guardians last night, 2-1 in favor of the crew. Freddy Peralta pitching six innings, awarded the win. Devin Williams came in the ninth to earn another save. The Cards beat the Dodgers 5-2 in St. Louis, but remain 10 games behind Milwaukee atop the NL Central. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. We'll have mostly sunny skies on tap for your Sunday, and north winds up around 20 miles per hour, highs reaching near 80 degrees. Tonight, mostly clear, lows in the lower 50s, upper 70s, and sunshine as we start your work week. Currently 62 degrees.
At Lakeland Care, we are passionate about creating a world we all want to live in. Lakeland Care supports frail elders and adults with disabilities through Wisconsin's Family Care Program. As a Lakeland Care member, you'll benefit from a dedicated care team that assists you in managing your health and daily activities. Our personalized support aims to improve your quality of life and help you maintain your independence. To find out if you qualify, contact your county's Aging and Disability Resource Center. To learn more about Lakeland Care, visit lakelandcareinc.com. Lakeland Care. Together, we build better lives.
Most of us can agree everyone deserves the right to make their own medical decisions. Politicians should have no say at all. Thankfully, we have leaders like Vice President Kamala Harris who are standing up for our rights to make our own medical decisions and protect abortion rights. As Vice President, Kamala Harris helped lead the administration's efforts to protect abortion rights after the Supreme Court overturned Roe v. Wade. Vice President Harris has worked to defend access to emergency medical care and support the ability to travel for reproductive care. She's fought for access to high-quality, affordable contraception and strengthened reproductive health privacy. Vice President Harris has defended our rights and freedoms against right-wing extremists who want the government to make medical decisions for us. She's a champion for our rights. Visit www.abwt.org/Kamala and tell Vice President Harris, keep fighting for our freedom to make our own medical decisions. Paid for by A Better Wisconsin Together, Inc.
Maggie Dawn.
It's the Democratic National Convention, everybody, and I could not be more excited. It kicks off with President Joe Biden, and I'll be joined by County Executive David Crowley.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekday afternoons from 2 till 4.
To the mid and upper 70s under sunny skies.
It's your weather and more for your part of Wisconsin.
On your local Civic Media radio station and streaming on the Civic Media app.
The music of the stars is on the air. Morning, everybody. Unless, of course, you're listening on podcasts. Even so. The end of August. Is that depressing? Kind of feel desperate to do all the things we didn't do this summer. Sit back and relax and enjoy. Francis Albert.
Summer me, winter me, and with your kisses, morning me, evening me. And as the world slips far away, star away, forever me with love. Wander me, then by a fire, pleasure me, peaceful me, and in the silence quietly whisper. And all the
Francis Albert, two consummate artists, and may I add, irreplaceable ones. I'm Lou Regani, the music of the stars on the air. Great music from WRJN on AM and FM, Racine, Radio Park. The music of the stars. Thanks for being here.
You left today. And you didn't say goodbye. I wonder why I'm standing now where you made your vow. So blue for you, I could cry. I could die. Tumbling down round my head. Some of them are brown, some are red. Beautiful to see, but reminding me of a faded summer love. Swaying high above in the trees, they were so in love with the breeze. Now the autumn wind brings to them the end of a faded summer love. I'm like the poor leaves that swayed with the breeze. I thought that life was sweet. You are the sweet breeze that tried hard to please, then swept me off of my feet. Summer morning dew turns to frost, leaves that once were new. Beautiful to see, but reminding me of a faded song.
road for more. Michelle LeGrand. This is from Hollywood. The year was 1971, the picture Summer of 42. Tony Bennett had a hit, I'll have that for us. I said us. Listen, and listen tight. Summer doesn't end till the end of September. So quit trying to rush it, please. Yes, the season's nearing its end. And now that feeling of desperation. Do all the things so we don't feel we've wasted the season. Sit back, relax. Said that, and enjoy what did happen.
Ashamed, she sheds her clothes. The summer smooths the restless sky, and lovingly she warms the sand on which you lie. The summer knows the summer's wise. She sees the doubts within your eyes, and so she takes a summertime, tells the moon to wait and the sun. The world round a summer finger lets you see the wonder of it all. And if you've learned your lesson well, there's little more tell. One last caress, it's time to dress for smiles. The summer knows, and unashamed as she sheds her clothes. One last caress. It's time to dress for.
This is our torch hour. Broken hearts, loss of dreams, that sort of thing. I don't know, is there a better time to play that kind of music than on an early Sunday morning? Oh, you may think late at night, but you can't get to sleep with those thoughts, can you? You can. Oh, good, good. Michelle Legrand, he arranged as well. The music of the star. This one got an Oscar. This is from Love is a Many Splendored Thing. Who can argue with that? Now, 63, Jack Jones.
I could fall in love with the proper stranger. If I heard the bells and the banjos ring. If to a certain tom-tom in my heart sounded out a warning, don't let her. Whisper, come take my hand, proper. a stranger. Don't go through life as a stranger. For I'm a poor, proper stranger too.
Today's Enoch Light's birthday. Born in Canton, Ohio. Marie Wilson's birthday. My Friend Irma on radio. That's how Martin and Lewis got their start, in a Hollywood rendition of that radio show. Marie Wilson. Gene Roddenberry on the 19th. Born in El Paso, Texas. Gave us Star Trek. Often wonder who's that lady with the high coloratura soprano floating above the orchestra. Well, I found out, did some digging. I found out why she wasn't on any more Star Treks after the first couple of years. Well, they decided not to pay her any royalties. And that was Lulie Jean Norman, great soprano. For a summertime movie, Summer 42. Even if you turn the picture off, just listen to the music. The music of the stars. Good morning, I'm Lou Regani. That Doris Day.
If I had my life to live.
music of the stars. Here is Luly Jean Norman. Alexander Courage wrote this. Gene Roddenberry's birthday. The music of the stars. Gave us Star Trek. Then they found out they had to pay Luly Jean Norman for that rendition and decided to re-record it without Luly Jean. That explains that. What am I laughing at? That's a dirty trick. Well, by the way, Gene Roddenberry wrote lyrics to that Alexander Courage theme. Now, I wondered why, and I did some digging. No, you're not going to hear the lyrics. I've got a copy of the lyrics somewhere. You won't hear them. He wanted half the credits and residuals. Don't ask me what Alexander Courage said about that. That's from a Fred Astaire episode on General Electric Theater, hosted by Ronald Reagan. Oh, they're making a picture on Ronnie Reagan's bio. And that's coming. They got a guy who looks pretty much like him for the picture. It's coming out, I think, in about a month and a half or so. Maybe I'm wrong. Maybe it's a little sooner than that. Oh, yeah, the lyrics to Star Trek was respected. Alexander Courage, the melody. And the main inspiration for that Star Trek theme was Fred Waring with Beyond the Blue Horizon. Here's that, and I'll tell you more later. See what I mean?
Beyond the blue horizon waits a beautiful day.
Goodbye to things that bore me. Has only begun. Beyond the blue horizon lies a rising sun.
Blow, whistle, blow away, blow away the past. Go, engine, anywhere, I don't care how fast.
From the darkness into dawn, from the rain to the rainbow, fly with me. Gone, gone, all my grief and woe, no matter where I go, if I am free.
Richard Whiting, Margaret Whiting's daddy. But I can see where Alexander Courage got the courage, to write the theme for Star Trek. In Alexander Courage's contract, there was a stipulation that every time Star Trek was on television, back back to our story. In the contract, they said every time it's on the air, you're going to get a royalty. That's if we use your song, the theme. Well, not really a song. Somehow, it made it into syndication. Oh, come on, that's no surprise. It's Star Trek, after all. Well, he had a chance to make a lot of money. Star Trek wrote lyrics to that Alexander Courage theme song. I've got a clip here. Let's see. Beyond the rim of the starlight, my love is wandering in starflight. I don't expect to hear that here instrumentally. It was never meant to be heard on the show. He said, I'm not going to put that on the air. He wanted a piece of the royalties just so he could get a credit for co-writing the theme. I know he'll find in star-clustered reaches love. Strange love a star woman teaches. Now I looked and looked. I can't find any recording of that. So he got 50% of the royalties. And Alexander Courage, his royalties were cut in half. He was boiling angry about that deal. It's legal. Roddenberry never apologized. He did say this. Wait, I'll wait for the proper moment. I have to get some money somewhere. I'm sure not going to get it out of the profits of Star Trek. End quote. Big hit, 1950, Teresa Brewer, the All-Star. He did all the arranging for Teresa Brewer. Worked for Coral Record. That's 1950, the happy ha-ha 50s. When everything was fine, the war was over, and oh, we're all going to have a good time forevermore, aren't we? 1950. Leo Reisman. Of the stars, Rondell High Noon Central, WRJN on AM and FM.
So long, sad times, go long, bad times, we are rid of you.
Some good stuff for you right here. Barbara Streisand, they don't get any better. And I'm happy to say she's still recording. But these are nice days, aren't they? Come can't admit it.
People are queer. They're always crowing, scrambling and rushing about. Why don't they stop someday? Talk to themselves this way.
Star. Doris Day, but you knew that. Francis Albert, Cole Porter wrote this.
Oh, by Jove and by Jehovah, you have set my heart aflame.
And to you, you Casanova, my reactions are the same.
I would sing the tender verses, but the flair, alas, I lack.
I'll go on, try to versify, and I'll versify back.
Well, let me see now. Cherry pies ought to be you.
Autumn skies ought to be you.
Mr. Pulitzer's prize ought to be you.
Romeo in disguise ought to be you.
Columbine ought to be you.
Sparkling wine ought to be you.
All of Beethoven's nine ought to be you.
Every Will Shakespeare line ought to be you.
You are so enticing, I'm starting to shake.
You are just the icing to put on my cake.
You mean I'm yummy? Heaven's blue ought to be you.
Heaven too ought to be you.
Everything super do ought to be you. Asphodels ought to be you.
Orson Welles ought to be you.
Ankles like Kit Cornell's ought to be you.
Towels from Ritz Hotels ought to be you.
Sweet Snow White ought to be you.
Ambrose Light.
Hey, that's good.
Ought to be you.
Eleanor Wrong or Right ought to be you.
Errol Flynn Loose or Tight.
Watch it.
Ought to be you.
You are so exciting, I can't even laugh. You want to top that one?
If you're fond of biting, I'll bite you in half.
To continue, Whistler's Ma ought to be you.
Elliot's Pa ought to be you.
Everything hip hurrah ought to be you.
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 Time for news now. Frances Elber with Rosie Clooney, 1915. I'm Lou Regani, the music of the stars. Back in a bit, right after we find out what's shaking in this crazy old world of ours. Join us on Facebook, the music of the stars. Live from WRJN on the Civic Media Radio Network.
This is locally grown radio.
WFHR 1320 AM, W248 DE Wisconsin Rapids.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.